Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you anticipate, besides what we've already heard, we'll hear from Governor Hochul?
Well, I think this is a very important speech for her. She has been underwater with her polling numbers, meaning her negatives have exceeded her positives, her unfavorables have exceeded her favorables for just about the entire year of 2024. And so, you know, that's encouraging some Democrats to start talking openly about challenging her in a primary next year. So I think it's a very important speech for her to try to get her footing back. As with most of these speeches, there'll be a lot of lofty goals. There'll be a lot of goodies handed out to different constituencies, different regions in the state. She'll probably continue to talk about some of her priorities, homelessness being one of them, this plan to give every family $500 to try to cover the cost of inflation. I'm sure she'll tout that. She'll probably tout some initiatives regarding criminal law or reform of the criminal law, maybe bail. I doubt it, but that would be something that would be very, very helpful for her politically to do something about the no bail laws that were passed a few years back. So, you know, be watching for those kinds of things. You know, economic development obviously is the key. New York continues to hemorrhage people and businesses because of its tax and regulatory structure. It'd be interesting to see if she addresses both of those issues.
How well must Governor Hochul do on Tuesday to get some people who are thinking about a primary challenge next year to back off from that?
Well, she's got to just stop the bleeding right now. I don't think there's anything she could do in one speech to get people to back off. You know, actually running against her, they may back off a little bit in how loudly they telegraph their interest in running against her to see how the year proceeds in terms of her popularity. But she needs a good speech. She needs a good speech. She needs, you know, editorial boards across the state to be editorializing that it was a good speech, good initiatives, and a good start to the new year. That's what she needs. That'll at least put a pause on some of the open talk about taking her out next year. But there's no guarantee that a good speech will, in and of itself, will do that. I think there's a lot more that's going to happen during the course of the year that could be positive or could be negative for her.
And Buffalo, what must she do to, in her speech about Buffalo, supporting Buffalo, to get Buffalo to support her again?
Well, obviously, this fiscal deficit that the city faces, which could be upwards of $50 million, no one really knows for sure quite yet. But, you know, that type of fiscal relief to the city to prevent the city from having to drastically increase taxes and or reduce services would be very important for her to do well in Buffalo and therefore Erie County. So watch for that in terms of how she deals with the Buffalo fiscal crisis that everyone knows is coming in the next few months.
Have any names come up as far as potential challengers to Governor Hochul next year in a primary?
Yeah, there's a couple of people have come up. One is her own Lieutenant Governor Delgado, who's been mentioned as a possible opponent for her. That would be a very interesting political dynamic if the person she chose to be Lieutenant Governor, who left Congress to be in that position would run against her. There's also another congressman from downstate, Torres, who is making noises about it. He checks a lot of boxes for the Democrats in terms of identity politics. He's a which he refers to himself as a black Latino, and he's also gay. And so he certainly appeals to those constituencies within the Democrat Party. And he's been coming across thus far as more moderate in his policies and his positions on economics, taxes, crime, that type of thing. So those are a couple of names that have surfaced so far. And you know how it is in this business. If every potential challenger to an incumbent wants to be the first to be the second in line. They want someone else to come out and break the ice and essentially give permission to the rest of the party that we're going to have a primary anyway. So, you know, you might as well jump in if you're thinking about it. So they're all kind of doing this dance right now to see who might be the first to come out and therefore open up the position for second in line to come out and not have to experience too much of the wrath of the party leadership in doing so.